I have an ex whose name is Iza, and she called me up one day to tell me, I was living in Pennsylvania, she was back in New York, she called me to tell me that someone in her grad program told her that her name, Iza, means where in Madagascar. I said, so? She said, I think you should write a poem about it. I said, no. Here's the poem. Iza. Where? Your name means where in Madagascar? The question a man breathes along the hips of his wife in the bony dark of Tuliara. Where? Your name means where in Madagascar, and so should be written in Malagasy, Bisaya, Creole, but not here. Here, your hair spills on my lap like a thief's riches, and your hands a pair of clumsy blessings somewhere at the end of your body. Here are broken bottles and odd copper coins, as if I should compare them to your eyes. Here, you become a mouth full of mango and salt, which makes me crave the surf and speak the word, which is a question on an island where children dream of never finding the same path back. Your name is on their lips. You might say, we are ancestors to a race of beings who will understand the sea is your own tongue or heart or anything we suspect is partly human, and they will know to sail into it, you have to risk drowning, though none of us knows when or where. Your name means where in Madagascar to the man breathing along the hips of his wife. Your name, a litany for those in the dark who love to lose their way.